And now joining us here on the phone today is Representative Jim Kelly. And good morning, Mr. Kelly. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, Kyle. And it's a beautiful fall week. So Friday is closing it out. I saw we may have some rain scattered in, but it's beautiful right now.
Yeah, it's supposed to get up to 70 today. I hope the rain can hold off at least until I can get my walk in this afternoon. So, let's go ahead and get started today, sir. And, of course, one of the things that we did want to talk about, of course, the governor issued an executive order earlier this week about the mask mandate. And I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, the governor did issue an executive order. State Finance Council is going to, I think, have a Zoom meeting on that today. And this mask order is pretty much like the other ones since the 2020 legislation that said, it is still a county decision. They can say they aren't going to do it. They can say they'll do it, or they can make a mask order of their own to fit their, the particular county's needs. So I don't know exactly. I think our county, I don't believe they've met on it yet, but I think it's coming right up that they're going to meet on what they're going to do. I think now about 55 counties in Kansas have mask orders in place, and then some other cities like Parsons and all have mandatory mask orders in place up in Johnson County, Sedgwick County, Wichita does. So I think it'll probably be an interesting phone call today, but I think in this instance, the leadership that has not gone along with the mask order, I think they will still leave it a county decision. But if the pace continues, I think it may end up more than that. The Independence City Commission last night issued a resolution encouraging residents to go along with the mask order. So a resolution is basically encouragement and not anything else. But they said the next step, if the pace of COVID does not decline, could be an ordinance that could be enforced. So with all the, I won't say all of the hospital beds, but with hospital beds across the state and across the country full, individuals, whether they have COVID or whether they have heart attack or stroke, are having to go much farther away in many cases to find an open hospital bed, which if you're in the middle of a heart attack or a stroke may not be the best deal.
All right. So I know the last time we checked Tulsa, their beds are full. I think Joplin's are full as well. Hopefully they can get that vaccine out. We can start getting a wrangle on this thing. And like you said, the Independents, they issued a resolution last night to just basically encourage people to wear masks, but it's not a ordinance or anything where they're going to be forced to, but it is a resolution to just encourage people to wear masks. Of course, the big thing that, the elephant in the room that everybody is still talking about right now is still the election that is still ongoing with a lot of lawsuits going on as President Trump still is fighting the election and he thinks that there have been irregularities. And just kind of want to get your thoughts on that, sir.
Well, looking from the Kansas perspective, I think the election went very smoothly from my perspective when I went in to vote, and other people that I think have gone in to vote. Returns were in Kansas were calculated, I think, quickly and efficiently. I have to commend all of our election officials in Kansas, Scott Schwab, the Secretary of State, Charlotte Scott Smith here in Montgomery County, and all of her staff and volunteers for a great job. So I don't think that I know that it's there's still contested states around Michigan. I think Michigan declared Biden the winner yesterday, maybe, and that's still under protest. Georgia, I think, completed their 5 million, however, 55 million vote recount, and I think that still came out in favor of Biden. So a number of the lawsuits have either been dismissed or maybe dropped, but it'll probably continue for a while. On the Montgomery County front, I'm very appreciative of everyone that voted for me and supported me and gives me a chance for another 2 years. But I thought the election was overall was the most unusual one in my lifetime that I've ever watched since the time that, you know, I became interested in watching elections and different types of politics, and my first time to vote, which at that time was age 21, but the most unusual one I've ever witnessed, and it was the one that I was darn tired of commercials by the time Election Day came.
Yeah, so yeah, the and the obviously the commercials have died down. And again, congratulations for going back up to the as being a representative for our area. And speaking of which, the new session will be on January 11th. And again, there's what they're talking about right now that I think you've we talked about off air, that they've hired a consultant because this is going to be fairly different with COVID-19 up there, trying to keep people spaced apart.
Yeah, it really will. And I mean, when you look across the country at 100,000 new cases a day, and you know, hospitals full, and 256,000 deaths. You know, you talk about flu season in 19 and 20 across the country had 22,000 deaths, and this is 256,000 deaths, and hospitalizations are more. There is a concern that, you know, the Capitol is people's house, what they always refer to it as, and there's talk about potentially limiting entry into the Capitol to only those that have business there, and then they will not be able to stay and watch the House and Senate sessions. They can watch them on Facebook Live and other audio features. They're trying to get as many committee rooms as they can with video feeds out of them so individuals can watch. They are looking at what they can do to spread legislators out. The House has 125 members, and they're fairly well packed together, fairly close, and closing down the gallery and letting certain spreading people out up into there. The other things that you know are being looked at is weekly COVID testing for all legislators as they come in and begin a week. So it is. That's what it's looking like now. If the pace continues, I'm sure that look will get a more stringent view. If it gets better, that may be able to relax a little bit. Right now, you can have a Zoom committee meeting, but you cannot have a Zoom meeting in the House chamber for votes or anything like that. So I would think there could be some legislation coming up that would put some of those options into place right at the beginning of the session. That may be one of the first things that will happen. So this, you know, last year I thought was the most unusual session that I'd had because COVID started during that period, and it was we were cut short, and they did eliminate visitors to the no tours, anything in the Capitol. This session could top that.
Yeah, it's always kind of interesting up there. And one of the thing, another thing I did want to talk to you about was what you know. Of course, with the new session starting, a lot of bills will be put up. But again, a lot of them stalled last year and got kind of just they basically got kind of passed over because of a lot of different things going on. Obviously, COVID kind of messed up a lot of things. One hot topic is still going to be Medicare expansion again. That's probably going to be another hot topic, correct?
It will probably be a hot topic. It'll be a more difficult topic this year because potentially because the recent election probably increased the conservative Republican number, and the fact, and then also looking at there will be a number of situations that you'll be looking at a lot of money outlay potentially. You have to see. I mean, the goal, of course, is to avoid a shutdown of businesses that would further impact the revenue numbers for Kansas. They're better right now this year than expected. I mean, it's still nearly a couple hundred million dollars in the hole, but next year looks like it falls off a huge cliff or by the prediction. So I'm sure that it'll be talked about. I'm not sure that much will happen with it this year. You know, I think we will also look at, hopefully, and one that I'm interested in and hope to work on is some of the telehealth measures put into effect with executive orders to expand those beyond what Kansas law currently allows, and then they will expire when the executive orders expire, that we can make some of those permanent because they've turned out to be very beneficial in COVID time, and they've gotten people used to it and liking it in many, many cases. So work on that. And then I think we will also try to look at, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see some talk in tax about expanding the internet sales tax. We are barely into that, but COVID with all of its online orders have shown with just the initial entry that Kansas has on internet sales tax, it has made a big difference in that tax money coming to Kansas rather than it not coming at all. And so I would expect that to be looked at. There'll be a number of bills that were caught up at the end of the legislative session this year that will, just like you said, I think they will pick the ones that they think can be looked at as positive for the COVID situation and bring those back up probably early, just in case there has to be another shutdown. And then, you know, school funding will be an issue for sure because schools have spent more money online. Remote learning has shown some things that need to be done there to beef it up. And so there's a number of things. This could be a tense session with all the needs that have been identified around the state.
Absolutely. So again, that session starts on January 11th, and it will be a definitely an interesting session. That is for sure. And, sir, that we're pretty much out of time right now. But, again, I always appreciate when you come on here every month. And I do believe we will contact you, let's see, next on the 18th. So it'll be right before Christmas next week. So we look forward to talking to you then. And, again, we always appreciate the time you give us every month.
Okay, thank you, Cal. I wish Kyle, I wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. I know there'll be limited gatherings this year, but I also want to encourage everyone to try to the best of their ability, follow the governor's guideline in that executive order to wear a mask. I know a lot of people don't like to do it, but it's a way to protect others from the spread of this disease. And when we have our hospitals filled in Topeka, they're looking at turning an event center into overflow. I think it's our civic duty, and we may not like it. We may not appreciate it, but I think it's our civic duty to try to protect others and try to put this pandemic in the rearview mirror rather than a glaring big glow in front of us. So I encourage that. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Kyle, and to all that are listening today. Talk to you in December.
All right. Again, happy Thanksgiving to you as well, sir, and you have a great day.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was Representative Jim Kelly. We appreciate talking to him today. To get to talk to him on the third Friday of each month, and we'll talk to him again next month. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.